Good morning, my name is Mr. Benz Aragung, German for arousal, and I'm a 36-year-old substitute sex ed teacher and cubophile. I move around so as not to get caught and to find fresh boy and girl cubs. I'm attracted to both. Currently, I'm employed at Maid Marian Public School teaching the second grade class, informing 7-year-olds about reproduction and body parts. I like that my class is at the end of the day so I can go home and fantasize about the cubs in my class while I'm marking papers and paw off while watching cub porn. One site in particular I like visiting shows a little boy, a brown and white puppy on all fours on a changing table. He has a pacifier gag and is being sodomized to the hilt by a man, as his big brown eyes glisten with tears. I always finish quick watching that one. It's titled Robbie's Rape Punishment. This Friday afternoon was like any other. I had set up my laptop and projector with PowerPoint slides ready for the afternoon's lessons, and decided to enjoy myself before the kids shuffled in. I pull up my usual site and find a new video. It's of a little beige cocker spaniel girl about the same age as the kids I teach on her back on a kitchen table. Her legs have been spread wide and her blue skinny jeans ripped off along with her disposable diaper. Both lie on the tile floor beside the dark brown wood cabinets, as a man walks in front of the camera and pinches her muzzle closed, and then proceeds to force his shaft into her and hump her roughly as she fights and squirms. Her body bucks, and she left out a loud, muffled cry as his knot is forced in and then ripped out with a gush of semen. The man forces his hand over her face as he forced his tongue down her slit to clean her out. The video finishes as her daddy retapes and redresses her, shaking and crying before flipping her onto her slim, tight stomach with her legs dangling off the edge, and roughly spanks her with his right hand, holding her in place just below her shoulder blades with his left. Her cries commingled with the crinkle of the diaper and the thud of the denim and clearly audible. Fun over for now, Ben switches back to his presentation with slides of x-rays of a male and female fur, showing all their organs but focusing on the reproductive ones for this scenario. They're projected onto retractable screens Ben's had pulled down over the alphabet letters and papers on the wall. All the kids file in as the bell rings. Aragung has to fight to remain neutral and not let his eyes bulge or his jaw hit the linoleum, because sitting in front of him, he got a great look at all their cute asses as they found their seats, where the brown and white boy he recognized as Robbie and the little beige girl from the other video. Ben's deviantly smirked as an evil smile sliced through his muzzle like a stiletto knife. Benz composes himself and starts his lesson. "Okay, students," he says with a clap of his paws. "Today we're going to learn about how puppies are made and the names of the parts involved." Giggling ensues from some boys at the back at the sight of genitals. "Now, when a male wants to breed, he will sniff the female to see if she's ready and then thrust his hips and push his penis inside her vagina. When he's ejaculated enough, the bulbous gland at the base of his penis will enlarge and lock the two together. Allow me to demonstrate." "You," Benz points to the little cocker pup in the front row. "What's your name?" "I'm Abigail, Mr. Aragung," Abigail responds in a voice somewhere between excited and nervous. Abigail stands and walks around her desk to the front of the class, her tight orange halter showing her flat chest and little nipples as her bright pink skinny jeans showcased her tight, firm butt and her stick-like legs. She stands in front of Aragung as he unbuttons her waistband and unzips her fly, pushing her jeans down to her ankles by that same waistband, and taking the opportunity to push his right hand down the front of her diaper and finger her vagina as he stares at her with those big brown eyes and that lustful grin. He pulls her diaper down to meet her jeans before lifting the half-naked girl that barely weighs anything off her feet and face down on his brown wood desk with her legs over the edge. "Now, class, as I described, the male smells the female to see it she's ready." He then forcefully pushes his noise into Abigail's vagina. She jumps at the feel of his cold, wet nose, giving a few licks for good measure, causing the little girl to shudder again. Benz then unbuttons, unzips his own blue jeans, and fishes his red erection out. It points straight at the little bitch's slit, knot and all. He thrusts forward and impales her up to that knot, and starts to thrust with his big brown hands on her almost non-existent hips. She screams, cries, and moans. Mr. Aragung isn't as big as her daddy, but he's faster and rougher. Benz gives a couple more thrusts, and his knot forces itself in. "Now, class, as you saw, I sniffed the female, determined she was ready, bred her, and tied her. Now I'll impregnate. Abigail here is too young for that, but this is an educational demonstration." Benz's knot had finally softened to the point where he could pull out. "Robbie, come here, please. I need your help." The little dog playfully runs over and stares at the scene. Now, when I pull out, I want you to clean Abigail off, and then me okay? Okay, Robbie said assuredly. When Benz pulled out, Robbie immediately put his muzzle into Abigail's vagina and started to lick his teacher's semen as the shepherd pushed on the back of Robbie's little skull to force his muzzle and tongue in further. When the little dog had sufficiently cleaned his classmate out, Benz roughly flips Abigail over and shoves his right index finger inside, facing up, into her to the third knuckle as he roughly kissed her. Benz re-diapers Abigail and tells her to go to the washroom and clean herself up. Abigail puts her jeans back on and then leaves to clean herself and leave for home. With the musky mess I left in her, her daddy should have a fun time tonight and maybe a new video. Benz smiles as he talks to himself. Your turn, Robbie, Benz lustfully proclaims. Benz grabs the boy around the waist and places him chest down on the desk, pulling his blue shorts off and letting them fall off the floor, along with his diaper that hangs off his ankles. Now, puppies, I'm going to teach you about ejaculation, Benz announces. Placing his right hand on Robbie's ass, he steadily pushes his long red erection into Robbie's used yet surprisingly still firm hole. As the boy screams, the cubophile teacher stares lustfully as he raises his left hand, palm out, to show the black palm and fingertip pads contrasting against his beige fur and Starks to spank Robbie in time with his thrusting. Come on, boy, I'm nowhere as big as your daddy. You can take all of me. Just as Benz gets out the last word, he forces his knot in and feels Robbie's anus expand and swallow it before contracting. Benz barks with lust as the tight warmth envelops him and his penile pulses reverberate throughout his body. Benz hadn't fully swollen up, so it was easy to gently pull out after only 5 minutes. Turning the boy 90 degrees so his rear was facing his classmates, his teacher lifts the boy's tail to show off his handiwork. Students, this is ejaculation. It's what you boys pump into your bitches to make puppies, and what you boys pump into each other if you're inclined to do so. After the demonstration, Benz pulls Robbie towards him and pushes his muzzle into his rear. Robbie shudders at the cold nose, but then moans as his ass is eaten out and his prostate is stimulated. I hope you moan like this for your daddy on your next video. You love taking it under the tail like a bitch. Benz taunts through muffled speech. When Robbie is all cleaned up, Benz flips him onto his back and sucks on his little cut cock before pulling his diaper and shorts back on and spanking him a few more times to hear the sounds he loves. As the bell rings and the students file out, Benz forces his cock knot and all down Robbie's muzzle with firm pressure on the back of his head to clean him off. Benz bends down and kisses Robbie on the lips before the cub runs off home.